Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is a longtime friend of this friend. How's that sound? His name is Eric Goodman. He's from Mile High Radio. He does afternoon drive there. Eric, it was a pleasure being on your show yesterday. Thank you for coming on ours today.
Well, hey, listen, always a pleasure to join you. You and I go way back to our days in Montana.
So it's very scary. I didn't realize you covered the ski lift Olympics or something. I read that in your bio. Like, you were all about forklift. My bio yesterday. Forklift. What the?
Forklift Olympics,
What was the forklift Olympics? I don't remember that. What was that?
It was up in Libby, Montana, where you had forklifts with pallets and a bucket of water, and they had to go through an obstacle course. That was the first story I ever covered.
I would 100%
at that moment,
watch that.
I knew I was a sportscaster in Montana.
Well, you realize you'd be making big bucks right now if you would have bought that, and then ESPN would have bought that.
Oh, I mean, that's got Ocho written all over it.
Yeah, it's either that or two guys playing catch at 2 a.m. I mean, come on, what do you want?
No question about it. No question about it.
All right, you're wide awake. Did you rent a dog for today's interview? That was my other question.
I did not. I did not rent a dog. I did not rent a dog, but. I do have the ability to go online and find a way to get dogs barking, which I'm going to just occasionally put into the show today.
All right. It's payback for yesterday. I'm just letting everybody know. But that's okay. That means the dog pound has traveled to your house. Hey, what are your thoughts on tonight's game? Is Teddy Bridgewater playing too? That's another question.
He is going to play. I don't think it's a wise decision for him to play. The other day when he stepped off the podium, he had a difficult time getting off of it. Now, they're saying that his foot is a little bit better, but he has a quad injury as well. The Broncos' offensive line has been leaky pretty much for the last three games, and, you know, I'm being kind by saying that. And your defensive line, specifically your big guy, should be able to potentially tee off. Myles Garrett could have a day. Could have a day.
So what is the drop-off from Teddy Bridgewater to Drew Lock?
Well, we talk about that a lot here. Drew Lock, he's having a difficult time reading defenses, pre-snap read. He gets a little careless with the ball. And, you know, we went through training camp, and the coaching staff kept saying it's 50-50, it's 50-50 between these two guys. They're really, really close. Well, with Bridgewater being as hobbled as he is, clearly, they were not telling us the truth. Because if these guys were 50-50, Locke should be starting in this game. And he's not going to be starting in this game. And I don't even know if he's going to be with the team next year. I don't know if he is a starting caliber NFL quarterback. And you guys might see him in this game. He has a difficult time, you know, specifically with three wide receiver sets because the defense can hide a guy. And Locke has a difficult time picking that up. Bridgewater is a better quarterback than Drew Locke is. And you might see Drew Locke in this game tonight, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. He's had his struggles. He was good in his first year, but he had a different offensive coordinator, Rich Scangarello, who just not to get too inside football on you here, but if you look at the field, and let's say you split it up into thirds. Locke has a difficult time when wide receivers are spread all over the field. He doesn't see the field that well. So Scangarello put all of the wide receivers or all of his pass catchers basically in one zone of the field so he could see everything. Pat Shurmur, the offensive coordinator, he doesn't want to do that. He wants to run an NFL-style offense and not necessarily – it's not that he doesn't want to help his quarterback in terms of Drew Locke, but he wants to make sure that you spread the entire field out. And I think any offensive coordinator wants to do that, and that's where Drew Lock falls short. So he played well when he can look at one-third of the field, and he has everybody in his vision, right? But that's not the way most offensive coordinators are going to run their offense, and that's one big reason why he has struggled.
Yesterday we were talking, you said something I thought was super interesting about how the Broncos have been the magic elixir for every other team to try to find themselves. Could that be possible tonight?
Oh, yeah. They have become, over the last couple of weeks, the get-right team for any team that they play. You guys know the Steelers as much as anybody else. Ben Roethlisberger, it looks like his career has fallen off the table like a bowling ball. Roethlisberger looked terrific. The Steelers' offensive line is awful, just awful. Even if you are missing a couple of your guys on the offensive line for this game, it's my understanding that Wills will play in this game. I don't know if Treader's going to play. Your right tackle, Conklin's not going to play. Your offensive line, even with those injuries, is better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Najee Harris had a career day. So I think all of us going into the game thought, well, the Broncos have a real opportunity with their defense. They got shredded. Then we know what happened with the Raiders organization with John Gruden. They were in complete chaos leading up to the game. And the Raiders just pounded the Broncos. The defense, their secondary, which, you know, at least on paper is really good, and I hate to say it that way, on paper it's really good. They're the highest paid secondary in the league, and they gave up 7 plays of 25 yards or more. I mean, that's they looked lost out there. They looked absolutely lost. And offensively, the Broncos couldn't do much. They have done a great job of scoring in the fourth quarter on free-fend defenses. That's the most complimentary thing I can say about the Broncos' offense. They crush teams when they face free-fend defenses. But then again, every team is going to move the ball on free-fend defenses.
Von Miller has been silent this year, and the Vic Fangio vaunted defense has been fine. What's going on there?
With Vic Fangio's defense or with Von Miller?
Start with Von and then go
I don't
big
think
picture.
Von was so silent earlier this week.
Well, I mean, he's running his mouth, but the production isn't where it usually is.
Well, he had 4 sacks in his opening 3 games. But then again, he was playing against the Giants, the Jaguars, and the Jets. So, yes, he has been more quiet over the last 3 games. I am very much in the minority here in Denver. I'm probably standing on my own island. I thought that was a bunch of crap with what he said. I'll be perfectly honest with you. About, I think it was in 2018, the Broncos were like 1-3, 1-4. They were playing the Arizona Cardinals, who were terrible too. They were like 1-3, 1-4. It was a Thursday night game. Von Miller came out and said, "We're going to kick their ass." Well, come on, Von. It's like the bully picking on the wimp in school. We knew the Broncos were a better team. So he puts out this bold prediction, knowing that the Broncos are going to win this game. And they won it 45-10. Now, looking at what he said the other day, it doesn't take a lot of machismo to say that as an all-state high school linebacker, that you're going to beat up on the kid who was just promoted from JV to offensive tackle. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of stones to say that. He knows exactly that he's not going to be playing probably against Conklin in this game. He knows that. So he put out a bold prediction against a guy who I don't even know who's going to be playing right tackle for you guys, that he might have a day against. And you know what? And this is what I said on the show. Von, if you want to make these bold predictions, do it against a guy like Joe Thomas. That will hold a lot of weight for me. Don't do it against a guy you know you're probably going to beat up on. I think that is so weak. It's weak for a Hall of Famer to say something like that. And I'm sure all of his teammates love that. But if you're going to make a prediction against a team that isn't totally banged up on offense. That's a bunch of BS.
We're getting votes for you for mayor right now. Hang on a second. I got to take a couple of Yeah, Eric Goodman's available for mayor. Yeah, okay. Just making sure. You're saying stuff that Browns fans love, I can tell you that. Hey, tell me a little bit about what you thought of when you heard that Case Keenum was going to start tonight.
Well, I think that, you know, Broncos fans are excited that they're going to be facing Case Keenum because Case Keenum really wasn't very good here. And they're expecting to see the same type of Case Keenum. And for all we know, we might see the same Case Keenum. The Broncos, I think, as of last year, over the course of like 4 years, went through 9 starting quarterbacks, with Case Keenum being one of those guys. And he came in from Minnesota, having that great year in 2017, and he was a major disappointment. So now I think Broncos fans say, wow, we're going to face the same guy that we saw here. We might not. I think the Browns, even with their injuries, still have a pretty decent offense, even though they are all banged up. But I suppose that we'll see. And, you know, Case Keenum isn't great. If he was great, he'd be a starting quarterback in this league.
Eric, as always, I appreciate our conversations. Best of luck to you. Look forward to telling my folks if they want to hear what's going on in Denver, they can listen to you as well on Mile High Radio. You're a good man, Eric. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Eric.
We'll talk to you soon. Eric Goodman, Mile High Radio, nice enough to join us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.